with Bush being in office, welfare reform, immigration, housing, people in New York City has been at an economic disadvantage for years. But with the Bush administration, it's such a hardship. It seems that you can never get above water. And what happened with the Bush administration and the welfare reforms, it affected me directly, because after losing my job due to 9/11, I had to go, and I received unemployment. When that ran out, I went to apply for a one-shot deal, which is where the Department of Social Service pay you back rent. But being that I had no income, I had to apply for public assistance, and that was really such a nightmare. Going into the welfare system, I found out that not only being that a single person on welfare, that my rent was $700 and they only allowed $215. There was no way for me to be able to survive on that. And right today, they only paid the landlord $215 per month, and I am like $6,000 in the rear for my rent. And what happened, because I saw all the injustice that was going on in the system that affected me directly and other people, especially mothers with children, I was recruited by a Fury member, a staff member, and they were doing outreach at the center, and they invited me to one of their meetings. And what the questions they asked were, how do I feel about what's going on in the system, in the welfare system, and how long have I been here? I said, I've been here for hours, and I'm sitting here, and I just can't believe that this is really going on. So I went to a meeting, and the first thing I heard was, if you had a magic wand when you go to the center, what would you do? I said, I would make them have respect for me. I would make them know that I am a human being, that I applied for public assistance. I'm not trying to make a career out of it. It's just a temporary situation, and they make me feel that I'm not even a human being. So joining Fury and joining and finding out that collectively that we can fight back against the system, that made me, it empowered me. So I got involved with Fury on that level. And then I heard about the RNC, and I said, well, just let me see what's going on, because I never was involved in politics at all, and I didn't know, I had a clue. So we went, and the groups were formulating, and what they did was they got low-income families, groups throughout the city, to get together collectively to sit down and strategize to see what could be done about the Bush administration, and they're coming to New York City. I mean, really, no one in New York City, low-income families, we do not want the convention to be here. We have no choice. They're going to do it anyway. So what we can do is show our dissatisfaction with the Bush administration by us getting together collectively, getting mobilizing people from all over the country to come and do a Poor People's March for Justice. And that's why we came up with the name Still We Rise. Still We Rise is, no matter what they have done to poor people, that we still are here, and we are here to stay, and we will fight back.
What are some of the issues that lower-income people are trying to bring to the table for the next federal election?
Well, you know, housing is one of the issues. Low-income families, because of our economic situation, us not having the money to pay for affordable housing. We need affordable housing. We're also fighting for health care, HIV, AIDS. That's part of the health care. And also welfare reform and immigration is really important to low-income families.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Fury group and maybe some of its history and the activities that they've been involved in?
Okay, Fury I came aboard about, I'd say exactly 11 months, but Fury been in existence for 2004. And Fury, what had started, it had started because it was the web workers, and web was a work experience program, and it was women that were working in the centers that had to do this program, and they were really dissatisfied with it. One woman had died on the job, and they got together and they formulated Fury so they could fight back against the welfare system. And since I came, Fury had fought against, they had got Local 23, which is the Cape bill, with another coalition. They got that passed. It is on the books, but it's not being implemented. So they have been putting pressure on the mayor and different politicians in New York City to get the bill implemented.
Can you explain maybe a bit about what that bill is?
Okay, the bill is, the McCabe bill gives families the right of education and training, where they can go to a school of their choice. When a family goes into the welfare center, they are directed to go to one of the training schools. But they have a book there that the recipient can look in and decide what school they want to go to, but they took the choice away from them. But the law states that they have a choice, but they're not implementing it in the centers, and that's what we want to happen.
Bush is coming to New York City at the end of August, and it's clear to a lot of people that he really isn't welcome there. What do you feel that Bush coming to New York City represents to you?
What it represents to me personally is that when I see Bush coming to New York, it's like, hey, I stole the election, but still I'm in office and there's nothing that you poor people can do. And it's like a slap in our faces. I mean, a slap in my face. Okay, I don't think he should have ever been in office. But him coming to New York and mobilizing all the police to protect him and all the others, politicians that will be there, when they could take those resources and use them someplace else, I think it's a misuse of funds.